Day two of the Swan Hill Carnival. They're racing on a good four. The rail's true. And Travis Newton joins us now to go through the quaddie legs. Just before that, I'll go through the scratchings in the early part of this meeting. Race one is clear. Race two, you can scratch the 1, 6, and 7. Race three, scratch the 2, 7, and 9. And in race four, put a line through the 4 and 7, along with the 12 and 16. And the first leg of the quaddies over 1,600 metres, a restricted 58. You can scratch the 1 and 6, along with the 16 and 17. It's time to say very good morning to Travis Noonan. G'day, Trav.
Yeah, g'day, Gareth, and good morning to all the listeners at home. Looking forward to Swan Hill Day 2, of course, this famous carnival. Track played really fair yesterday. Expecting much the same today. Perhaps they edge a little bit away from the inside. First race, I think we can find some horses here at value. I think this is a really good way to start the day.
All right, then. We'll have a look at the race five first of all, the quaddie legs. Who do you like here in the fifth race?
I'm with the 15 blacklisted. I think this horse on his home deck is really well placed. I think he's been set for this carnival. He's won at this carnival before and raced second. He gets to the mile here, and with the 3 kilo claim for Michael Lawrence, he gets in with only 51 on his back. I think he's a really good each-way play here, the 15, to beat the 14, Bellator, who's racing in really good form, attack the line strong, Warwickville. 7, Lucky Spinner, back on his home deck, can race well, and 11, Numero Quattro. 15, 14, 7, 11, the runners will take in the quaddy.
The Quambatook Cup is the feature race today at Swan Hill on day two of the carnival over the 1,600 metres. Scratch the 3, which is a late scratching. You can scratch the 12 as well. BetRed's at $3.40. It's the market leader. Michael Kent Jr. gave BetRed a good enough push this morning on the first word. Yulong Patrol at $6.50. Boeing at $8.50. The Enzo at $7.50. Siren Rock at $8. And those are the horses, Trav, under double figures.
Yeah, great little race this, the Quambatook Cup, but happy to be with BetRed, who gets the blinkers on for the first time this preparation. Strikes this race third up. It was a very good run last time at Ballarat on a heavy track. And I think back on top of the ground, he's better suited. He's definitely the horse to beat here. From the 4B29, who was a very good winner last time at Donald, will be up on top of the speed and be giving a good sight. 6, the Enzo, has been set for this race. Is a local and is racing really good well. And 5, Boeing, was in the worst part of the track last time at Geelong. Can improve. 7, 4, 6, 5 in race number 6.
All right, then, let's have a look at race 7, third leg of the quaddie here. And this is for the mares over the 1,300 metres. Scratch the 1, 3, 5, 13 and 15. And it's $3.40 the field. Huckerson is the market leader here. And then we go to a horse like Awapuni Princess at $3.40, and that basically says it all. Vista Bell at $7, also under double figures here, Trav.
Yeah, going for one who I think is around double figures. She was around $10 last night, and that's Jacoby Queen. Ended her preparation last time with a win at Mornington. Come back this prep and jumped out really well recently against a horse you know a lot of, Gareth, in Red Can Man. Put that horse to the sword at Mornington in a recent jump out, and I think he's set to fire here first up, Jacoby Queen. From the 6, Awapuni Princess, who's racing in really good form. Forget last start on the synthetic. If you can forget that, she's definitely in with a big chance. Then the 9, Orchestrate, and also the 12, Miss Ontatius, has got a chance. But happy to be with the 4, Jacoby Queen, in race number 7.
And a restricted 58 is the last race over the 1,200 metres. Scratch the 7, 11, 15, 17, 19 and 20. High Delta at $4 is the favourite. Teddy Mercury at $8. Mally Hammer at $6.50. And then we go to Wasabi Next Best at $7 here, Trav.
Yeah, I'm going with a bit of a roughie to end the day. The 6-2J, this is a horse who's trained on track by Nathan Hobson, who only 2 years ago trained 6 winners at this carnival. He didn't train a winner yesterday, and I think he'll fire back today. Loved this horse's performance last time at Mildura. Was able to beat Wasabi, who's hard in the market here, and for some reason, he's $26. Can't sort of work it out. Happy to be with him, 2J, on top to beat the 1, High Delta, who's resuming for the new stable, jumped out well. 5, Teddy Mercury, was unlucky last time, and 14, Wasabi's really consistent. 6, 1, 5, 14 in the last. Best of the day comes up early. Race 1, number 2, miles ahead. I think he can start us off to a really good Day two, he looks really well placed in the 2400 metre maiden. And the best value is 2J. I think he's great odds there in the last race, 8, number 6.
All right, then. Your quaddie numbers just once again, Trav?
Quaddie numbers. Race number 5 will take 7, 11, 14, 15 in the first leg. Second leg will take 4, 5, 6, 7. In the third leg, we'll just take 4 and 6. And in the last, we'll come home with 1, 6, and 14.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck to all the listeners at home as well. And good luck to the Swan Hill Jockey Club. Hopefully it's a good day.
Austie Coffey's hard to beat on his home track, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Austie.
How you going, Gareth?
Good, thanks, mate. Your two-year-olds in the first race, Miss Cheviots and Messina. Can they win?
Didn't you know you better off ringing Harry?
Yeah, I know. He did tip me one the other day. We're doing a special interview with him for RSN Central, but he had to tell the owner before I could say it.
I've been camping out the river in an old shack. I haven't been home much, so I can't tell you much.
Miss Cheviots at $26 might be worth an each-way play.
No, it's no good, mate.
All right, then. What about race number 3, Blackheart? And Debacle along with Markle, your best there?
The one Harry's on, I call it Bev.
All right, then. So that would be Markle around that $6.50 quote?
Yep.
All right, then. Race 5, you've got Numero Quattro going around for your stable over the 1600.
She's been a disappointing horse, Gareth.
Yep.
Yes.
So we'll let her go then. What about Peace Brother, race number 6?
Yeah, between now and Christmas you win a race, but I don't know about today.
All right then, $61. And one of my favourites, North Anna in the last. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, she's not the worst. She might be a tad short for her, but she's actually going pretty good.
All right then, so at $14, North Anna, we'll put her in our quaddie. If I gave you $10, Austie, what would you do with it?
I'd back Mally Hammer, my foreman's horse.
All right, then, Mally Hammer. And what race is that in? That's in the last as well. $6.50, yeah. $2.50. Do you have a standout tomorrow on Cup Day, mate?
No, I haven't looked that far ahead yet, mate.
All right, then. We'll see. Warren might catch up with you tomorrow. Hey, good luck, Austie.
Thanks, Gareth. We've got to catch up in Birchip one day.
Yep, looking forward to it, mate.